You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Kevin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is April 1st. It's April Fool's Day. It is also Election Day in Wisconsin. We're going to be talking about the election quite a little bit later on this morning. Our friend and colleague Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show from noon to 2 here across the Civic Media Radio Network. Joining us after the 10:30 news, political consultant Joseph Hecke will join us after 11 o'clock to again talk about today's election, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race between Judge Susan Crawford and former Attorney General Brad Schimmel. We have the race for the head of the Department of Public Instruction between Jill Underley and Brittany Kinzer, and also that constitutional amendment, which will also be on the ballot if you are not certain where to vote, if you're even registered to vote. Mm-hmm. What's going to be on your ballot? What, Greg Buck, would be an easy way to find out?
They can go to myvote.wi.gov. Very simple, very easy. Go to that website, type in your information. You can find out where your polling place is. You can find out who your representatives are. You can find out what's on your ballot. Mm-hmm. You can also find out if you are registered to vote. Now, Wisconsin does have same-day voter registration.
As of now.
Exactly. Democracy. If you are not registered to vote, I don't see it being a crazy long line for this one, but just know you might have to wait a little bit longer than usual because you have to go through the process, but you can register to vote at your polling place and then cast your ballot. Go to myvote.wi.gov for more information.
Because you will need to bring some things with you if you're not registered.
Correct. Yes, you will have to bring a photo ID no matter what, which is a discussion for another day. And then I believe you have to bring a utility bill of some sort proving your residency. So make sure you have those things in hand and make a plan. Take a friend. Then go see a movie afterwards or go to brunch or just go for a nice walk. It's semi-nice outside.
Well, it is. It's actually quite nice outside. Please don't assume that everybody else is going to vote, so you don't have to. This is going to be a very close election, most likely. Every single vote counts. When you talk about all of the municipalities in Wisconsin and you consider maybe 10 people in each of those municipalities decide not to vote today because somebody else is going to do it, that can be enough to swing the election one way or the other.
Yep.
So your vote absolutely does count. Please make a plan to go vote. The polls are open until 8 p.m. I'm going to go after the show is over.
Same as I.
I like to check in with my election workers and find out how things are going, and please be nice to them.
Please say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you do. Thank you for, because they are giving their time up and things.
It's a thankless job.
Yeah. And certain polling places can be increasingly tense. So you want to just, you don't want to be the person they go home tonight and talk about. Be like, oh, God.
Remember that guy with the hat and the thing? And boy, he was obnoxious. Yeah, be nice. Okay. Also, stick around because this is our final week for the statewide text to win break into spring contest. Next hour, we will give you the keyword that you need to text in. And you've got a chance to either win a Chula Vista getaway, some really good Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, or $100 in cash. And every single entry, whether you win an hourly prize or not, that puts you into the grand prize drawing for a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. So be listening next hour after the 11 o'clock news, right before we join Joseph Hecke. And be listening for that keyword. You do have to have the Civic Media app.
Correct.
So make sure you've got it downloaded. It's super easy. Just go to wherever you get your apps. Look for Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download that. It's completely free. That will give you a list when you open it up of all of our stations across the state. You can pick your favorite, whichever one it is. And then there's a handy dandy little text button.
Boom.
I know. So you can text in the word right from the app. That is happening next hour. Before we get to all the political talk, and again, it's very important election, and we know that. But we're going to cover a lot about that with Todd and then with Joe Zepecki. I wanted to talk again about Social Security.
Yeah.
And some of the changes, or not, depending apparently on the day. But we had talked about this when this first broke back in February, Greg.
Yeah.
You remember that they were talking about, this was when DOGE first listed what it was all going to be closing in order to save all this money. And they had listed a number of Social Security offices around the country.
Yes.
That were going to be closing, including one in Green Bay. After several emails and voicemails, this is from the Green Bay Press Gazette. This goes back to February. The Social Security Administration clarified that DOGE was talking about a different space as opposed to the one that they had listed.
Oh, a different Social Security office at
still
the
in Green Bay. Still in Green
still
Bay.
Still in Green Bay, yes.
But at a different address.
Gotcha.
And not the one that DOGE had listed. Oopsie, you know. Mistakes happen. So, yeah, Doug Nigan is the regional communication director for SSA Chicago region. He said, nope, there were no plans to close this particular Social Security office in Green Bay. Quote, in response to your earlier inquiry, this office in Green Bay is one of our hearing offices that we use to conduct in-person hearings. SSA, in coordination with the General Services Administration, working to use our leased space more efficiently, but this location is not the one we have plans to close. Now, when the Press Gazette followed up and asked for them to please expand and be a little more specific about that, they didn't get any response back.
They were like, no.
He did respond eventually to a third call, and he said the lease termination in question was for, again, a different office than the one that was listed on the DOGE website.
It's just a different one.
Yeah. Not confusing at all. And now, because there was a lot of outcry about this.
Yes. Yeah.
Remember, yes. They had talked about they wanted folks to have to go in person. They don't want folks making changes to their Social Security and especially where their benefits go. They don't want people doing that change over the phone.
Yeah.
So they were going to make us all go to the Social Security office. One little problem with that is they were closing all these offices where people would have to go in person. And I found this yesterday from Judge Legum in Popular Information with the headline, How the Social Security Administration and DOGE are gaslighting Americans. An email was sent out just a couple of days ago to Social Security beneficiaries saying that reports that field offices are closing is an invention of the fake news media.
Oh, my God.
Now, in that earlier article from the Green Bay Press Gazette, they talked to a Social Security Administration official.
Yes.
Who confirmed that one of those offices was closing. And yet now, on March 27th, the Social Security Administration says it's fake news. Quote, recent reports in the media that the SSA is permanently closing local field offices are false, unquote. A press release on the SSA website says the SSA is committed to maintaining field offices and says it's only targeting small hearing rooms with no assigned employees for closure. Okay.
Well, like Green Bay, which is a hearing room?
Well, but not that one that was listed, but the other one that wasn't listed. So what is it? Are they closing them? Are they not closing them? It's a little confusing.
I think this is a lot like the tariff situation where they make big, bold, brash statements. We're going to do this and we're going to do that and we're going to kick in the doors of fraudsters and all these other people, and we're going to take care of the system and make it better. And then when they start doing it, they realize, oh, Social Security runs tightly. Like, the system doesn't need a lot of fixing. Or people are very nervous and very upset about not getting the Social Security checks that they have been getting for weeks, months, years, decades. And just like with the tariffs, they get to that point where like, yeah, we're going to do the tariffs, and the tariffs are going to save it. All right, the tariffs go into effect today. Let's hold back on the tariffs. Let's not get crazy.
Well, and we'll find out tomorrow, because tomorrow, President Trump has said, is our day of liberation.
I thought that was the 4th of July.
No, no, tomorrow is America's day of liberation when he's going to announce ostensibly which tariffs are going to affect.
I also heard in news that I can neither confirm nor report accurately, he's also going to release his health care plan finally.
Oh, okay, good.
So I'm looking forward to getting all that great information tomorrow that will help.
Here are the facts. Again, this is from this article in Popular Info. We will include it in our show notes. DOGE and Social Security did move forward with plans to shut down multiple field offices. Then, without public notice or explanation, they reversed those plans. Now they're trying to pretend like they never were going to close those field offices, and people are confused. Yes, they are confused.
You know what? Okay, so like I work in an industry where there's planning and events and things like that. And sometimes you plan an event and you put it out there and you say, all right, here we go. And then something goes wrong, you have to cancel it. And you don't have to always announce the cancellation. You just quietly erase it from the website.
Right.
No tickets were sold. No harm, no foul.
Right. Let's not bring attention
but
to
what,
it.
But what they're doing is they're saying, they're not only saying like, we're not doing this, but it's the fake news's fault too. Like, just say, hey, there was miscommunication, or just do nothing and just change the plan.
But they can't ever admit flaws. They ever admit that a mistake was made.
But that's what I'm saying is that, like, you don't even have to say anything. Just don't say anything. Just don't respond. Just, if you're not going to do it, don't do it. Don't respond to the report. Say, hey, there was, like, I don't even think a change of plans is a mistake to admit. I just think this whole thing of, like, yeah, we're not doing it, and it's mainstream media's fault.
Well, they got to blame somebody.
Rachel Maddow made us do this.
Speaking of not taking responsibility, which what this administration is really good at, there is a very disturbing case of someone who was recently deported.
Yes.
And the administration's response is kind of jaw-dropping. We will talk about that next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is, in case you haven't been watching television, it's Election Day. In Wisconsin.
Again.
And the polls are open until 8 o'clock. Very, very important election. Please don't think your vote doesn't matter. It really
matters.
Really does matter. And these elections, because they're local, it's Wisconsin Supreme Court, it's Wisconsin Superintendent of Schools. These elections have a much more direct impact on us.
Yes.
On us as individuals in the state. Mm-hmm. So please go to myvote.wi.gov. If you have any questions, take a friend, take two friends, go vote, cast your ballots, and then reward yourselves and go to lunch or something.
Where should we go to lunch? I just stopped conversation dead.
You did.
Wow. Okay.
Now, because my brain went lunch. Let's think about lunch. So anyway, go vote.
Yeah.
Please.
Yes, please.
Let's continue talking about the finely tuned oil, the finely tuned machine that is the Trump administration. This is a very, very disturbing story.
Yes.
And we have a clip from Senator Cory Booker. Calvin, let's play that clip, please, to set this up.
Court filings from the Trump administration revealed that they mistakenly deported a Maryland father to this horrific prison in El Salvador. Abrego Garcia is married to a United States citizen and has a 5-year-old disabled child who is a U.S. citizen. He has no criminal record in the United States. The Trump administration deported him where? To the very country from which he fled. Here's the story that was written about him in The Atlantic. The Trump administration acknowledged in a court filing Monday that it had grabbed a Maryland father with protected legal status and mistakenly deported him to El Salvador. But in Monday's court filing, attorneys for the government admitted that the Salvadorian man, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, was deported accidentally. Although ICE was aware of his protection, removal to El Salvador, Abrego Garcia was removed to El Salvador because of an administrative error, the government told the court. Trump lawyers said the court has no ability to bring him back now that Abrego Garcia is in Salvadorian custody.
What?
No. Sorry.
What?
Sorry. I'm sorry. No. You are telling me that this government's so supremely messed up just this, on this one thing. Let's just take this one thing. And I'm not being funny when I say this because to me it's the simplest fix. Somebody from our government can't call someone from their government and say, we're sending a car, have this man outside the prison, we're bringing him back. What do you mean there's nothing, shrug emoji, there's nothing we can do?
And that to me is truly astonishing. We are, the Trump administration is the are the ones who set up this deal with the Salvadoran El Salvador to send these people there.
Yeah.
Now you're saying, well, now we got nothing we can do. Whoops, sorry, too bad. That's a travesty.
That is absolute. God, I want to swear so bad right now, but I'm not going to.
A lawyer for Kilmar Abrego Garcia, he was accused in 2019 of being a gang member. He was held by ICE, successfully defended his innocence, and was released. Our completely extraneous Vice President, J.D. Vance, this morning, saying, yep, you can thank the Biden administration for that.
There it
no,
is.
No, 2019, you know who was in office in 2019? Wait, don't tell me. It was Donald Trump.
Yes.
Donald Trump was in office.
Where?
So they have deported this man who has not committed any crimes, who has legally protected status. The ICE agents knew he had legal protected status, deported him anyway. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, yep, oh, what, too bad, nothing. Yeah, we're just going to have to leave him there. Whoopsie doodle.
And it's not even our fault. It's somebody else's fault. It's John F. Kennedy's fault, everybody. It's this is, how do you, I'll put it out to once again, to our haters and our trolls and the people who don't like what we talk about. Can you at least say that this is wrong? Can you at least agree with me right now that there should be a way to get this man back in the country, as he has every right to be in this country? He has done nothing wrong. He's not here illegally. He is a person generating tax revenue and contributing to the country. He is doing everything that you wanted immigrants to do in this situation, and we screwed up. Can at least we agree, that we can just send a car for him?
I don't understand why a phone call can't be made. I really don't understand.
And on the live stream, we're not talking about gang members. We're talking about somebody who is here legally.
Under protected
status.
I'm not
talking about gang members. That's not what this conversation is about. I am talking about someone who was, as they admitted, detained incorrectly.
And deported incorrectly.
And now they're just wiping their hands with it. So if you can't agree with that, then I'm, ugh.
Shannon Watts of Moms Demand Action says, I don't care what the polls say about immigration. This is a moral and legal assault on the Constitution and humanity. Democratic leaders must publicly pressure the Trump administration to rescue Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Again, the administration has admitted that they made a mistake in deporting this man. And now they're just saying, yeah, oh, well, too bad. Nothing we can do about it. That's baloney.
Yeah.
That's baloney. We are just about to go to the break, but Mike from Cedarburg has been waiting on the line. Good morning, Mike. Real quickly, what did you want to say?
2,000 people up north across the state, and at least 3 polling places are closed. There's no power, and some of the power's not coming back up until Thursday. Oh, that's not good, so that's why you should vote early.
Appreciate that, Mike. That's a really good point. I was unaware that some of those folks were still without power, and we have another round of weather, actually, that's going to be coming in tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'll see what else we can find out about that. It's kind of challenging as the show is underway. But we do have news coming up next. When we return, our friend and colleague Todd Alba will be here. We will talk more about elections. MyVote.wi.gov. If you have any questions about where to vote, what's on your ballot, all of those things, you can find it at MyVote.wi.gov. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Election Day. The polls are open. You have until 8 p.m. to cast your ballot. If you have any questions, if you're not sure if you are registered to vote, and you can do it today, just go to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov, and that will answer pretty much all of your questions. So please don't think that your vote doesn't count. This is going to be a close race, most definitely.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very important race to find out whether or not we're going to allow Elon Musk to buy Wisconsin. Todd Alba is here from the appropriately named Todd Alba Show from noon to 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network. It really is about whether or not Elon is going to buy us, right, Todd? Oh, you must have your mic. Oh, it's Calvin. Calvin's got you. Nope, we still cannot. We have some issues there, Todd. We still cannot hear you.
Todd is saying disparaging things about my mic. There he is.
Now you are.
We got
there
you.
Now you're back.
Was it me? It wasn't me.
No, you do it to Trump. It's not you. It's Joe Biden's fault.
Blames,
good morning.
Assign blame somewhere else. Good morning,
it's
Todd Alba.
It's the great Todd Alba.
No, stop. It's great to see all of you. And yeah, Jane, to answer your question finally, a lot of it is whether or not Wisconsinites are okay with the richest person in the world coming in and helping to buy an election. For me, it just is, it's pretty simple. It just comes down to, do you want a justice on the Supreme Court that is going to swear an oath to the Wisconsin and United States Constitution and interpret that the way it was written and apply it evenly? Or do you, if so, then Susan Crawford's your person. If you want a guy who is going to pledge his allegiance to a stooge like Trump and do exactly what he says, then your guy is Brad Schimmel. So it kind of comes down to that for me.
It really does. And Brad Schimmel has said that if he is elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, he will be there to support the Trump administration's agenda, which I never realized was under the purview of Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. I kind of found that as a surprise.
That was news to me. Mm. That was news to me. But there's just a lot of disturbing stuff here. And, you know, I don't want to go into the whole history. Dan Schaefer and I were talking about this yesterday.
It's important. Take us back a little bit.
I'm just going to say quickly, I have a little history with this guy, Brad Schimmel. So, you know, we've talked about it on your show here before, but back when I worked for a Republican state legislature, I was witness in 2011 to a closed caucus where Senate Republicans, not all, but many, were giddy about these so-called voter ID bills, which were signed into law by Walker, which were voter suppression bills. Fast forward to 2016, a Latino barista I happen to have who was born in California was denied voting because specifically of one of those bills, which required people, they could no longer use a valid driver's license from another state
right.
to switch out for a Wisconsin one. So I ended up having my 5 minutes of fame and ended up being a lead witness in a federal trial a couple of blocks from where I'm at. And Brad Schimmel happened to be the Wisconsin Attorney General at the time under Scott Walker to defend this stuff. And he didn't think I was going to name names. He sent one of his minion deputy AGs to do this. And under oath, I did name names. And Schimmel sat there white-faced. And the only cross-examination question he had was, well, do you remember the exact day it happened? I said, well, I can get you my notes and tell you, but I said it happened basically within this two-week period. And that was it.
That was his question?
That was the only question he had after all my testimony of naming names, all the specifics. And to this day, no one has ever questioned, anybody who was in that room has never called me out, never called me a liar, because I spent a little over two hours with the United States Department of Justice under heavy questioning, and they have all my notes and all my information, and they continued to, the only reason they didn't prosecute is because they couldn't get one other person besides me, because my boss had left after some of this stuff had been said, to say this. But the point, this story isn't about me. The story is about Brad Schimmel, and here's a guy who underestimated not only me, but numerous other witnesses, who, by the way, we won that case in front of Judge Peterson, all except for voter ID proper because of the U.S. Supreme Court. But here's a guy in Schimmel who is sloppy. He doesn't do his homework. And he's just a devious guy, quite frankly. And I don't say that lightly about everybody on the ballot. So I know this guy a little bit, and he's bad news. And so I would just encourage people to go out and vote for Susan Crawford. But as I say on my show, regardless of whether you agree with me, vote. Because people have died for this right.
Yes.
And even if you don't agree with me, I would love to see a 90% turnout and my person lose than a 40% turnout and my person win.
It would be lovely. We should be engaged. This is important stuff. This affects our lives and the lives of our relatives and our friends and our neighbors and our coworkers. MyVote.wi.gov. If you have questions about where to go vote, who's on the ballot, what's on your ballot, all of those things. MyVote.wi.gov. I think it's an important reminder, too, Todd, that Brad Schimmel got his judgeship as a parting gift from Scott Walker on Scott Walker's way out, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely. The guy couldn't basically get a job anywhere else, and Walker said, "Well, hey, you did me a solid here.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a little judgeship on the way out the door." If I could just mention something, I'm bringing it up here on my phone. I posted this in some of my socials last night. A really disturbing. Dan Schaefer retweeted some of the stuff that we did on my show, and he was filling in for Maggie yesterday. And some Yahoo person on a pro Trump person on Twitter put out a tweet in Spanish. And if you translate it, I'm going to read this. And I'm going to explain it if you allow me, Jane.
Sure.
It says, quote, tomorrow, meaning today, there will be more than 5,000 ICE agents patrolling the areas around polling stations in Madison and Milwaukee. So be warned, unquote. And that was in Spanish. That's A, 100% not true and a lie. But B, it picks up on my story from 2011. My former party that I left right after that, they're not completely dumb. They understand that their ideas do not connect generally with 50% plus one of the population. So what they do is they put things out like this, untruths and lies, which are meant to scare legitimate black and brown people from going to the polls for fear that they will be arrested, thereby suppressing the vote and allowing their candidate to win. It's sick, it's demented, and unfortunately, this is what the Republican Party, who is supporting Brad Schimmel, has become.
I think that's so important, Todd, that you are a lifelong Republican. You were a lifelong Republican working for a Republican in the Wisconsin State Capitol, and you heard the discussions. You were there in the middle of these discussions, these election integrity laws. I'm sorry, it's bull. It's bull. It's bull.
And I've said on your show, I'm fine with a standard voter ID, but I think it should be enormously easy to get it, follow the law. But when you get your driver's license, I think you should be automatically registered to vote.
I agree.
Think student IDs on campuses should be used for a legal ID. But you can't have laws that suppress the vote and then require the voter ID. And now we won't even go down the whole rabbit hole of this constitutional amendment, which today my sticker here. I voted on Friday. I voted early. I voted no. But that's a whole nother thing to help suppress the women's vote. You're like, maybe a woman gets, married and takes her husband's name. It no longer matches her birth certificate. Under what Trump did last week, combined with this referendum, you could have 69 million women disenfranchised from voting.
Well, one thing that we have had Deb Cromiller on the show talking about this, and she has said numerous times, because we keep doing this every single election, is if you can't pass it through the legislation, if you can't do it the way that you normally do it, putting it on the Constitution of Wisconsin is not the next viable step. There are 200 amendments on the Constitution. 100 of them are repealing the other 100. That's how, or not, that means zero, but there are so many repealing amendments on the Constitution because we keep doing this. And that's where I disagree. I don't think we should have voter ID at all. I think it is a baseline suppression with no problem that brought this solution. Read any Brennan Center of Justice report on voter ID. They will tell you over and over and over again, voter fraud is a myth.
We have evidence. We spent $2 million in Wisconsin looking for voter fraud after the 2020 election, and they found zippo, nada, zero. There is not enough voter fraud anywhere in this country to overturn a free and fair election or to affect a free and fair election. It just doesn't exist. As much as the Republicans want it to be a thing, it is really not a thing.
Well, that sounds like a good segment, Jane.
Doesn't it? I should.
It does. I mean, the facts are the 2020 election, no matter what Trumpers and Republicans say, was free, fair, safe, and accurate. And the 2024 election, no matter what some of the far left fringe on the left says, was free, fair, and accurate. That's just the facts. And so once you acknowledge that, I've talked on this show before, back in 2012, we did our own investigation in my former boss's office. There were only two, we could only find two verifiable issues of voter fraud, if you want to call it that, where a Republican staffer voted in Madison and then in her hometown up north, and one of Robin Voss's many estranged wives voted in Racine and then voted out in Idaho, and the Republican DA in Racine County expunged that. As Dana Carvey once said, how convenient.
That is convenient.
One
of Robin Voss's ex-wives voted.
One of the many.
He's on three. He's on
he's
three.
The so he's the popcorn king. He shall have as many as he wants.
He's only got
Big
two exes.
Big Lou, he's like you, only he's on wife number two.
But just to make this point, my friends, of the massive voter fraud in Wisconsin, one of them was one of Robin Voss's ex-wives.
How did I not know that?
Who voted twice, and then Robin Voss got that expunged because any normal person, you or me, we would have gotten in a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah. Right. Let me just make one more quick point before we get off of this, if I may. No matter what the three of us, Jane, Greg, and me think, and we like to talk and hear each other talk. Let's just be honest about that. We all have opinions. Here's the bottom line for the people who are listening to us across the state of Wisconsin. Don't wake up tomorrow and have the person you wanted to win lose. Mm-hmm. Don't be the person who say, wait a minute, my reproductive freedom rights are now in danger?
Yeah.
Don't wake up tomorrow and say, well, crap. You'll use a different word. I didn't vote. I didn't think it was going to be like this. They can't do this. Because if you don't vote, Jane and Greg can speak for themselves. Please don't call my show and complain about it.
Amen.
Yep. So vote. Vote. The polls are open until 8 p.m. The weather is supposed to get crappy this afternoon. So vote now if you can. Remember to you can register at the polls.
Yep.
be a voter, because I'm telling you right now, particularly people in Brown, Allegheny, Winnebago County, around Green Bay, those are going to be huge factors in this election, as well as the Wild Counties, the 3rd Congressional. There's lots. It's going to be very tight, you guys. This race is super tight from all the information and polling I've seen.
And I'm going to make a prediction right now that if Susan Crawford wins, if Susan Crawford wins this election, or Jill Underlie, or if these either of those two win, we will hear from the Republicans about this super secret ballot drop that happens in Milwaukee that they like to cast suspicions on. They could have rectified that. The Republicans could have made it so that they could have started counting the ballots early, and they won't do that because they like to have this to go back to when their candidate loses.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. Republican legislature could have done like other Republican state legislatures in red states and allowed the voting for absentee ballots to be at least started before election day. They chose not to do that. So, you know, that's on them.
That's
also, quick prediction. Don't be surprised to see Jill Underlie lose tonight and Susan Crawford win. It could be a split decision.
Yep.
Make sure you vote. It's critically important. MyVote.WI.gov. We're going to continue our conversation with our friend and colleague Todd Alba. Right after this, stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the vast statewide, countrywide, even in Austria. Robin, we see you on the live stream.
Thank you for listening.
Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream, even if you're in Austria.
Whoa!
On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, we are joined by our friend and colleague Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show from noon to 2 p.m. across the network. What is wrong, Todd?
Greg, Todd cannot handle it when I give him a compliment.
The Chiron says, our guest, the absolutely great Todd Alba. It's just ridiculous.
I think Todd Alba is great, and he can't handle a compliment, so I'm going to keep telling him he's great until our friendship is over.
He's from Wisconsin. From Wisconsin. Compliments, we can't take them. It's deal just, it. It's like, that's...
Jane, you're wonderful, too. Cal, you're the bee's knees. Stop.
MyVote.WI.gov. It is election day. The polls are open until 8 o'clock. We did have a text from David from Richland Center. Says he voted at 10:30 in Richland Township. 225 voter high turnout.
Dang.
For that time. That is pretty good. And as you said, Todd, it's very likely we could see another split decision in Wisconsin. We're kind of odd that way.
We are, and I'm from Richland Center, as you know, and so David, that's great info. Richland Township is the rural part right around the outskirts of the city proper. The city is 5,000 people. The county is almost 18,000 now. So to be at Pertner 11 o'clock and 225 people in the town of Richland, that's pretty good. I think that's going to be a higher turnout, and that's interesting because, and Zepecki, I know you're going to have on
next,
in a while, and he's much better than myself at this kind of stuff. But I think that, and look, I voted for Dr. Jill Underlie. I think she's been, by and large, a not great candidate when your main issue is I'm defending lowering test scores and the Democratic governor who had the job for three terms before you doesn't endorse you. Not great. Not a great look. Also, a lot of grassroots Democrats, from what I hear from Democrats in rural parts of the state, were not happy happy the state party got involved in the primary because they like the more centrist Jeff Wright candidate. So, and also, I'm not sure if you guys knew this, but former Democratic mayor of Madison, Dave Cheslevich, endorsed Brittany Kinzer last week, as did the Madison, Wisconsin State Journal editorial board.
What?
So, yeah. So I think this is, not that those two groups of people are the difference makers, but what it says to me as an outsider, and maybe as a Pecky could give you some insight on this as a Democrat, what it says to me is Wisconsin Democrats, there's a lot of shifting and division within the party, much like the national scene. I think Ben Wickler is a great guy, and thank God for Wisconsin that he didn't win the DNC chair. But I also think that, and he has every right to follow that, I think his focus on that early in this race did not benefit Democrats, either Crawford or particular Underly on this. So I would not be surprised to see a lot of split voting Democrats voting for Crawford and Kinzer.
Well, and again, I would not be surprised should Susan Crawford or Jill Underly win that the Republicans will come out screeching about this midnight ballot dump in Milwaukee and Dane counties like they always do, which is not, it's perfectly legal. Yeah. What is happening happens every time we go to the polls, and they had the opportunity to fix it. They elected not to do that so they could use this as an excuse. So please just expect that.
Yep.
We don't have a lot of time left, Todd. I did want to talk about Elon paying $1 million to just two random Wisconsinites, except one of the people who got this $1 million check is the head of the Wisconsin College Republicans.
Yeah, there's that. There's that. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of this, again, this, we don't have enough time. I understand what Josh Calder, Democratic Attorney General, was trying to do. And I think that, you know, if you take it literally, I'm no Maggie Dawn or Matt Flynn or Jim Santel, but I think probably if you went through the legal system, it is not right. I think the important thing to remember, our mutual friend had a social media post about this, is that the Supreme Court, in not taking this case over the weekend, the ruling was not that it's okay what Musk did. It's simply that we're not going to take this up and it needs to work its way through the court system. I think that's a really important point. I think the larger, more important point for voters today is the richest man in the world is trying to come in and tell you as Wisconsinites what's best for us. And oh, by the way, he has a piece of litigation that's likely to go before the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So he has just a little bit of an interest. I mean, if some, I mean, we all try to be fairly upstanding people, but let's just be honest. I mean, come on, Jane.
Yeah.
If somebody gave me $20 million and then said, can you do me a solid? I'd have a hard time saying no.
Right?
And that's what happened. Elon Musk has put in about that much money for Brad Schimmel. Do you really think that he's going to be...
objective.
Thank you.
Yes.
And remember in the Supreme Court debate, when the question was asked by, was it Smith, the moderator, who did a great job, by the way, of give us an example of a decision from the bench that upset your supporters. Mm-hmm. Crawford could do it. Schimmel couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and again, he was the one who also had an excuse about, he was asked about something. He's like, well, I don't know anything about that yet. I don't have the job yet. What?
That's some Hovde Trump work.
Yeah, no kidding. And just one last thing about Elon Musk being able to come in and essentially buy Wisconsin. He can do that, but we can't give a bottle of water to a woman standing in line for 3 hours waiting to cast her ballot in the sun. That's illegal. But what Elon is doing is perfectly, perfectly fine. We're going to ask Jim Santel about this on Thursday. He's going to be joining us then.
That's great.
Join Todd Alba from noon to 2. He is fantastic, whether you like it or not. Todd Alba, thank you so much for joining
us. Soon be going to the Wendy Williams spot, but join us then. Right.
News coming up next when we return the keyword that you want to text in for our statewide text to win contest. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.